Thank you for listening to Enable This Week, Gene Therapy, an Exploration. But before we can explore gene therapy, we must figure out an explanation of gene therapy. To do that, I found information that promises to be readily understandable to all. We'll see. I'll start with the question, what exactly is gene therapy? All the information for this program came from the Foundation Fighting Blindness. The website is www.fightingblindness.org. The question is asked right here at the beginning, what is gene therapy? Virtually every cell in our bodies carries a complete set of an estimated 20,000 genes. Nearly 300 of these genes, when defective, have been isolated with IRDs, and that is an inherited retinal disease. Genes are like our body's instruction manual. They instruct our cells which proteins to make. These proteins are essential to the development, health, and functioning of all cells, including those in the retina. Most inherited retinal degenerative diseases are caused by variations in a single gene. These variations are like misspellings in our instruction manual. Even having just one incorrect letter can cause the wrong or not enough protein to be made. That can lead to serious consequences like degeneration of the retinal cells that enable us to see. When a variation causes disease, it's referred to as a mutation. Scientists are developing gene therapies to deliver copies of new corrective genes without the misspellings to the cells in our retina, enabling them to make the right proteins and stay healthy and function properly. Specially designed viruses are commonly used to deliver the corrective gene copies to the cells. The viruses are said to transfect, that's TRANSFECT. The viruses are said to transfect or penetrate the cells with their therapeutic genetic cargo. Gene therapy is administered by injecting a tiny drop of liquid, also known as bleb, B-L-E-B. That's a word I never heard before. This tiny drop of liquid, bleb, is injected underneath or near the retina. The solution is absorbed into the retina over a period of hours. In today's world of retinal gene therapy development, adeno-associated viruses, abbreviated AAV, adeno-associated viruses are most often used to deliver the therapeutic genes to cells in the retina. That's because AAVs are safe and able to penetrate cells with their genetic cargo. They naturally occur in humans and don't cause any known illnesses. For regulators like the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, that excellent safety profile is highly desirable. You can think of an AAV, this is an adeno-associated virus, the good virus. You can think of an AAV as being very like a large container delivery system. The containers, which scientists call capsids, that's C-A-P-S-I-D-S, these are the containers, they hold copies of the therapeutic gene. A retinal dose of AAV could contain 300 to 500 billion capsids. Not all capsids will make it into the nucleus of the retinal cell where they need to be to work, and some capsids don't have cargo. That's why so many capsids need to be in the bleb, which, remember, is a drop of liquid that's injected into the retina. That's why so many capsids need to be in the bleb for enough therapeutic gene to get into the retinal cells. But once the genes are delivered, they work for many years, perhaps for the lifetime of the patient. Here's a quote. Gene therapy is a quickly evolving field. Researchers are enhancing AAV technology to be more effective and also address challenges such as delivering genes that are too big for the current AAV capsids. This is a quote from Dr. Yerxa, who is CEO of the Foundation Fighting Blindness. He continues by saying, dual vectors delivering the therapeutic gene in two parts and mini genes are two approaches that show promise for large gene delivery. The next section is titled, How is Gene Therapy Made? Administering a gene therapy, injecting the bleb underneath the retina, may seem pretty simple. But what's in that bleb is a highly complex human-engineered viral delivery system with genetic cargo. And manufacturing the gene therapy on a large scale to be safe and effective in humans is no small feat. Here's a quote. Gene therapy manufacturing differs from that of traditional small and large molecules because of the complexity of the systems. This is a quote from Dr. Dave Knopp. He's a PhD. His name is spelled K-N-O-P. Dr. Dave Knopp, who is the executive director of process development at a company called Applied Genetic Technologies Corporation, the AGTC. This company has gene therapy clinical trials underway for X-linked retinitis pigmentosa and achromatopsia. The company, AGTC, produces AAV gene therapies in what they're calling immortalized baby hamster kidney cells. Whoa, I never heard of that term before, the immortalized part of it. I had to look that up. Here's what I found in Wikipedia. Immortalized cells are artificially manipulated so that they can divide indefinitely. These are very important tools in biochemistry and cell biology. Please note that these are not stem cells, which can also divide indefinitely. So we'll go back to the beginning of that sentence. The company, Applied Genetic Technologies, produces the AAV gene therapies in immortalized baby hamster kidney cells, a cell line that has been safely and effectively used in the development of a variety of other therapies. The process of producing AAV in the BHK cells, this is the baby hamster cells, is rather complex. There are a number of genetic components that need to be introduced into the BHK cells, and they include, I think there are three of them listed here, they include two genes for making AAV. And remember, the AAV is the adeno-associated virus, the good virus. This is what needs to be introduced into the little hamster cells. Two genes for making AAV. The therapeutic gene, for example, the healthy gene for replacing the mutated or the missing gene. And they also have inserted the helper genes that enable the cell to replicate the AAV to build the many capsids that are needed. All of the above genetic components are delivered into the BHK cells, the immortalized baby hamster kidney cells, by two human-engineered, safe herpes simplex viruses. Then the AAV production and expansion process occurs in a stirred, single-use bioreactor, which holds 50 liters of material. The bioreactor has a plastic bag lining that's replaced after each use. You have this big mix of stuff in the cells that has all the right elements for replicating and producing the viral containers, said Dr. Knopp. And once the AAV has matured, we break the cells open and pull out all of the AAV and put it into the purification operations. As part of this purification process, special plastic beads called chromatography resin are used to pull the AAV away from the rest of the unwanted material used in production. The AAV is stored for multiple years, if desired, in ultra-low temperature, 65 degrees minus Celsius storage. A quote, that's pretty cold. You don't have that freezer hanging out in your kitchen, says Dr. Knopp. We are trying to come up with ways to store it at higher temperatures, so it is a little less cumbersome. While the process to make these adeno-associated viruses, the good virus, takes 2 to 3 weeks, the manufacturers need several months to make and test the biological reagents used in the process. After the AAV is made, it goes through a long battery of tests for 2 to 3 months to ensure it is safe and has the desired profile. Of course, it takes several years of lab studies to design and develop a vision-saving retinal disease gene therapy. Good manufacturing practices are an essential step in moving the treatment out of the lab and into human studies, where hopefully it will deliver the magic of saving or restoring vision. The next article is also from the Foundation Fighting Blindness. This is from the Science Education column. It was published on August 12th in 2020. This is titled, A Gene Therapy Primer for People with Inherited Retinal Diseases. Everything patients and families want to know about gene therapy and a little bit more. First of all, can gene therapy address your inherited retinal disease? When it comes to saving or restoring vision for people with inherited retinal diseases, and this is abbreviated IRD, inherited retinal diseases such as retinitis pigmentosa, Usher syndrome, or Stargardt disease, no approach has gained more attention than gene therapy, and rightfully so. The first gene therapy for the eye or any inherited disease was approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration in late 2017, and that was Luxturna, a drug, L-U-X-T-U-R-N-A, Luxturna, for people with RPE65 mutations that caused Leber congenital amaurosis or retinitis pigmentosa. Currently, there are about 24 gene therapy clinical trials underway for IRDs, the inherited retinal diseases. Luxturna is bringing dramatic vision improvements to most who receive it, and many gene therapies and clinical trials are showing encouraging results. One advantage of gene therapy is that it can be designed to address the IRDs, the inherited retinal diseases, in different ways. Whom the gene therapy can help depends on which therapeutic gene is delivered to the retinal cells. And the good news is that researchers are developing a range of gene therapies to address IRDs, even for those who don't know the genetic profile of their disease. There are even gene therapies for those who have lost all of their photoreceptors, the retinal cells that make vision possible. Here is a summary of four approaches that together can potentially address the needs of a majority of IRD patients. The first approach might be gene replacement or augmentation. This approach involves delivering new gene copies to replace the mutated copies. In some cases, the mutated copies may also need to be turned off. Gene replacement may be a good option if you know what mutated gene is causing your disease, or if a gene therapy is in development that is targeting your gene, and you have some photoreceptors remaining. One of the many benefits of genetic testing is to identify your gene to see if there is a gene replacement therapy emerging for it. And once again, this is the first approach that can address the needs of most of the IRD patients for gene replacement or augmentation. The next approach is called neuroprotective gene therapy. Neuroprotective, N-E-U-R-O, protective, all one word. This approach is for slowing or halting disease progression, regardless of what mutated gene is causing your vision loss. Neuroprotection is applicable to you if you would be satisfied with saving your remaining vision. For example, you do have photoreceptors left to preserve. The gene delivered in neuroprotection leads to the production of growth factors that keep your retinal cells healthy. This is neuroprotective gene therapy. Next, we have something called optogenetics, O-P-T-O, genetics, and that's all one word, optogenetics. If you have lost all of your photoreceptors, neither gene replacement nor neuroprotection will be helpful for you. However, optogenetics is a form of gene therapy for people who have lost all or most of their vision. It involves bestowing light sensitivity by delivering a gene that expresses a light-sensitive protein to retinal ganglion cells, which survive in many cases after the photoreceptors are lost. In other words, optogenetics is designed to enable your ganglion cells to work something like photoreceptors. And once again, this is called optogenetics. Number four, and the approaches that might be taken for wet and dry age-related macular degeneration. Many AMD treatments, emerging and available, require regular injections of proteins into the eye for the life of the patient. For wet AMD, the protein inhibits the growth of vision-robbing leaky blood vessels. For dry AMD, the the protein tempers an overactive and damaging immune system. However, gene therapies and clinical trials for wet and dry AMD are designed to provide sustained production of the desired proteins. If the approach is effective, a single injection will last for several years. Remember, these are injections for wet and dry AMD, the fourth approach. For most people on the journey to managing and potentially treating their IRD, their inherited retinal disease, genetic testing is an important step in this process. Here's a quote. With no-cost genetic testing available to IRD patients in the U.S., it is a great time to get tested. Genetic testing often gives a clearer diagnosis, informs the family about who else might be at risk, and it can help patients understand which clinical trials and emerging therapies, including gene therapies, may be relevant to them. This is a quote from Dr. Benjamin Yerxa, Ph.D., Chief Executive Officer at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. He continues, and it ends this section, also signing up in a patient registry can get people on the radar screen of therapy developers recruiting for clinical trials. Next, I have a brochure from the Foundation Fighting Blindness about that retina tracking program that they mentioned, the registry. This is a trifold, nicely illustrated with a graphic version of a family tree. It's from the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's called My Retina Tracker Program. Now, please know at this point that we don't actually endorse any of these products or treatments. We just thought you should know about them. The My Retina Tracker Program provides open access, comprehensive, no-cost genetic testing and counseling to individuals who have a clinical diagnosis of an inherited retinal disease, an IRD, and who live in the United States. The inside portion of the program starts out with who is eligible for testing. Any person with a clinical diagnosis of an IRD. The list includes retinitis pigmentosa, Leber congenital amaurosis, Stargardt disease, Usher syndrome, Best disease, choroideremia, achromatopsia, and any of the other 25 covered diseases. These are inherited retinal diseases. You are eligible for testing. So what are the benefits? The first one, with the increasing number of gene-specific therapies being developed, a benefit would be an accurate genetic diagnosis, very important for any person with an IRD. This genetic test is specifically targeted to those with an IRD and is the most accurate, scientific advanced, and highest quality test widely available to patients today. This is the test for an inherited retinal disease to see which gene is causing it, a genetic test. And the third benefits, although it is not required for participation, this program offers an easy opportunity to join the My Retina Tracker Registry. Now, more information about it. The next section is called My Retina Tracker Registry. My Retina Tracker Registry is a research database of people and families affected with an IRD. The purpose of the My Retina Tracker Registry is to accelerate the delivery of therapies for IRDs by determining the causes and prevalence of the different IRDs, also supporting the research community to actively collaborate and promote research and development in the field of IRDs, and efficiently enable people to connect to the relevant clinical trials. This is the purpose of the My Retina Tracker Registry. The My Retina Tracker Registry is provided by the Foundation Fighting Blindness, a U.S.-based nonprofit organization with a mission to help find treatments and cures for all inherited retinal diseases. So now you may be wondering, why join? There are five answers to that question. The first one is that the registry data drives more research. The second one, why join? More registrants with a specific IRD, inherited retinal disease, can draw researchers' focus and help support trial planning and funding. The third possibility for joining, registrants enter and control their own data and can withdraw at any time. And the third reason why join? Registrants have more access to announcements regarding focus groups, disease progression studies, genetic studies, and clinical trial recruitment and updates. And the last reason for why join, your personal data and privacy are protected, and only de-identified information is shared with researchers and clinicians. That's a word I'd never heard of either, de-identified information. I suppose that means it's all anonymous when it's presented. The next section of this brochure about the My Retina Tracker program, how can I participate? This program is sponsored by the Foundation Fighting Blindness, and genetic counseling is provided by Informed DNA. That's the name of the company, Informed DNA. This is a telephone-based counseling service. The program provides patients with a 285-gene panel targeting relevant genes associated with an IRD. Unique features of the panel include full RPGR coverage, and that stands for RP gene regulator, full RPGR coverage, high-resolution copy number variant detection, and comprehensive coverage of IRD-related non-coding variants. A person with an IRD, this is an inherited retinal disease, should speak to their retinal health care provider. That would be an ophthalmologist, a retinal specialist, or an optometrist, and ask if they qualify for the test. And if so, they should ask the provider to order the My Retina Tracker panel from a company called Blueprint Genetics. Now remember, your doctor must request this information. And this, I looked up the information about this company, Blueprint Genetics. It's a worldwide genetic testing company, and it operates in over 70 countries. The U.S. base is in Seattle. It started in 2012 in Helsinki, Finland. This is the Blueprint Genetics company. Your eye doctor must request the retina tracker panel from the Blueprint Genetics for you if you qualify. Your health professional can find more information about the My Retina Tracker program and how to order the test by going to the website fightingblindness.org/, and the next few words are connected with dashes, Open Access Genetic Testing Program. Open Access Genetic Testing Program. So the website, again, for your doctor to visit would be fightingblindness.org/open-access-genetic-testing-program. If your doctor has questions, they should contact Blueprint Genetics directly. And a warning here, please do not try to order the test by contacting Blueprint Genetics yourself. Speak to your eye doctor, as they are the only ones authorized to order the test for you. What does the test cost? There is no cost to the participant or their insurance company for the genetic test. Genetic counseling is also available at no cost through a company called Informed DNA. You may need to cover the cost of a visit to speak with your clinician, your eye doctor, about the test and for any tests they may want to do before ordering the test for you. The My Retina Tracker Registry is a free service. You can find out more about it by going to their website, myretinatracker.org. If you'd like to send email, you would send your email to the word coordinator at myretinatracker.org, or there is an 800 phone number for you to call, 1-800-683-5555. And once again, please remember that WXXI Reach Out Radio doesn't actually endorse any of these treatments or products or services. We just thought you should know about them. The last little bit of information I have for you comes from a column called Eye on the Cure Research News. This was published on August 17th this year, 2020. My Retina Tracker Program and Registry featured in American Journal of Medical Genetics. The paper provides insights into the genetic landscape of inherited retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness's no-cost genetic testing and genetic counseling program, along with its patient registry, are having a major impact in driving clinical research and helping patients manage their inherited retinal conditions. The implementation and highlights of the program were published online and are available at no cost in the American Journal of Medical Genetics. Here's a quote. We've enabled 8,000 people to order a no-cost genetic test since the program was launched in 2017, and we now have more than 15,000 active participants in the registry. This is a quote from Dr. Brian Mansfield, who has a PhD. He's Executive Vice President of Research, and he's the Interim Chief Scientific Officer at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. He's also the lead author of the paper. He continues, we are very pleased to be helping patients receive a clear diagnosis guided by genetic testing, as well as our genetic counseling to better understand what the result means. A diagnosis is also helping patients get on the radar screen of clinical investigators. With more than 31 gene or mutation-specific clinical trials underway for emerging therapies, and several more pan-disease trials in the clinic, there are increasingly more opportunities for people to participate in the research. This was a quote from Brian Mansfield, who's Executive Vice President of Research at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. This published paper also provided insights into the IRD landscape. For example, the top five inherited retinal diseases, the genes, identified through the genetic testing program, this involved the first 5,879 cases, the top five genes identified were for Stargardt's disease, this is the ABCA4 gene, for Usher syndrome and non-syndromic retinitis pigmentosa, this gene is called the USH2A. They've also identified the X-linked RP gene. This is the RPGR. Another gene identified is for RP, and the gene is called PRPH2. And there's another RP gene they've identified, and this is the RHO gene. Nearly 60% of people who were genetically tested through the program received a conclusive result. The detection rates were highest, about 83%, for people with Usher syndrome and Bardet-Biedl syndrome. Cone and Code Rod dystrophies had the lowest detection rates of about 50%. And here's a quote. By publishing this registry information and an overview of the genetic testing data, we are expanding the body of knowledge for IRDs, says Dr. Benjamin Yerxa, who's PhD, and he's a chief executive officer at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. He's an author of the paper. He continues and says, that is an important part of our mission because it boosts and accelerates the work of all therapy developers in our space. The article ends with another quote. This one is from Carrie Branham, who's a genetic counselor at the Kellogg Eye Center, and she's another author of the paper. She says, genetic testing is an essential step in helping patients understand more about their IRDs and in moving patients toward available clinical trials. Not only has the program provided important access to genetic testing that they might not otherwise be able to get, but the data that's generated is making a significant impact on our understanding of the genetic basis for inherited retinal diseases. Well, I know that was a lot of information to process, so to summarize today's program, I hope you better understand just what gene therapy is and how it can help people with certain inherited retinal diseases. And if you have one of those diseases, consider asking your eye doctor about the Retinal Tracker Program. Well, to end the program today, I have a quote for you to think about. This is a different use of the word tracking. Never blame others for tracking in mud until you've checked your own feet. This was said by Wes Fessler, an American football, basketball, and baseball player, a three-sport athlete at The Ohio State University. He was named to the college football All-American team for three straight years, 1928, 1929, and 1930. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a great week.